Hi, this is a dictation for Robrian Hicks, Robrean Hicks. Date of birth is 2/26/93, date of accident 3/17/2021, and date of service is 11/1/2021. The patient presents here, and she reports that she has an ongoing pain in the neck around 4, and both upper part of the shoulder and trapezius areas at around 4. Lower back pain is 4, also reported. In addition, patient has no radiation of pain or numbness, shooting pain, or any incontinence or any other issues. No headaches or dizziness, vertigo are reported. At this time, patient has had many treatments with the physical therapy since 3/17/2021 all along. And at this time, patient has decided to be discharged from physical therapy, chiropractic treatment, and also from medical treatment. She has had, she has been now employed at a light duty job as a cashier, where she doesn't have to lift any heavy weights. Hence, she wants to be completely discharged from all these issues. As we know, she had a pulmonary embolism for which she was placed on Eliquis in the past at the time of COVID crisis. And she's utilizing back brace, neck brace, traction unit, home exercises, which are helping her. At this time, pain level is not more than 3 or 4 in all these areas. The patient does report 80% improvement in her symptoms since the time of accident, and ADLs are not gravely affected no more. In the neurology and psych, patient denies any headaches, dizziness, vertigo, blackout, seizures, denies any lack of concentration, loss of memory, confusion, disorientation. She does have mild anxiety, depression, and poor work performance, lack of focus, weakness, fatigue, and difficulty sleeping. And it's not part of, it's not included.
Okay, let me check that for you just one moment.
Thank you.
Could you verify the patient's name and their lower back?
In the pain and numbness, patient has a lower back stiffness, lower back pain, which are mild, and some mid back and upper back pain, especially focusing on the trapezius muscles. Neck pain is reported also. Yes. The patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. And in the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, there are no changes in the pain level. And there is actually is an improvement of 80% reported by the patient. No changes in medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Substance abuse, marijuana, and nicotine, alcohol for pain relief. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals blood pressure is 127/82, pulse is 87, and pulse ox is 100. Rest of the physical examination same from the previous visit of date 17/2022, dictation number 0818-041. Except for the trapezius muscle spasm in the upper back, all findings are normal. The range of motion of all the cervical and lumbar spine are normal. All the maneuvers for elucidating the...
Thanks for holding, Dr. Palmer.